So to Canberra now, where Parliament's debating a bill that a lot of people really care about, this one known as the JobSeeker Bill. Amanda Kopp is Community Radio News Canberra correspondent, and she's there right now. Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
What's the mood in Canberra today? A bit quiet, I gather, in terms of people.
Yeah, so definitely a lot more quiet. The usually buzzing corridors of Parliament House are pretty eerie, to be honest. So less press conferences, less journalists here, and not all the politicians are actually here in the building. So they've only brought essential politicians and essential staff. A whole lot of Air Force planes actually had to go and get some of the politicians so that everyone could actually be here. But there has been a general feeling of bipartisanship. Even though there are differing opinions, the goal of a lot of these politicians is essentially the same, which is to keep the Australian economy going during this crisis. So here were some of the messages from the Prime Minister and the Leader of the Opposition, Anthony Albanese.
Once we have overcome these threats, and we will rebuild, and we will restore whatever the battle ahead takes from us.
This crisis has been a potent reminder that there is indeed such a thing as society, that we are not just individuals, that we rely on each other. We will come through this together.
Amanda, can you sum up this historic bill that's being debated?
So it's called the JobKeeper Scheme, which is basically a wage subsidy that's going to be paid to workers by the government when the businesses that they're employed by can no longer afford to pay them. For small and medium businesses that have lost 30% of their turnover as a result of the coronavirus, they're going to get $1,500 a fortnight for each worker that they keep on the books. The same rate for any employee, regardless of their income beforehand, but it's calculated to be about 70% of the median wage. So some people will get more than their usual salary and other people will get less. But the point of this bill is that at least they will still be employed. So apparently more than 700,000 businesses have already registered their interest for this particular payment, and the government estimates that 6 million workers are going to be supported by this bill. And the aim of the scheme is to keep people connected to their employers. Historical evidence during recessions, which we're almost definitely heading towards, is that if people lose their jobs and their relationship with their employer, then they have a much lower chance of getting re-employed with that same employer or employed at all when the economy eventually starts to recover.
There's been 700,000 applications for this. The government's allocated $130 billion. Do you think they're going to have to put conditions on it to make it fit, that many people wanting to access the scheme?
Yeah, so there are already restrictions in place. So a business that has lost 30% of their turnover as a result of the coronavirus will qualify for this, but if they've lost less than that, so if it's a 10% loss or a 20% loss, then they can't access the scheme. And then it also applies to much larger businesses. So if a business has a turnover of more than $1 billion a year, they have to prove that they've lost 50% of their turnover as a result of the coronavirus before they can qualify for this.
Now, Labor has agreed to support the bill, but do you think they'll be arguing for any changes?
Yeah, so Labor has agreed to support the bill. They're the ones who originally called for a wage subsidy type program, which the government has obviously agreed to now. But they're still calling for the government to extend this payment to casual workers. At the moment, the scheme doesn't apply to casuals who have been employed for less than 12 months with one employer. So far, the government hasn't indicated that they're going to budge on that point, so those people are going to miss out. But the government is arguing that people who do miss out still can access the job seeker payment, which is essentially New Start, plus the coronavirus supplement, which equates to about $1,000 each fortnight. So they're still going to be supported.
Now, what about the crossbench? Are there any sticking points for them?
So the crossbench is also concerned about casuals who are going to miss out on this. The Greens in particular are concerned about the visa holders in Australia who don't have access to a lot of these schemes because they're not permanent residents or Australian citizens. Today, the crossbench also called for the government to set up a joint parliamentary committee to oversee policies and government spending during the coronavirus crisis. But the government has already set up a Senate committee, which they've agreed to with Labor. But apparently, this kind of committee can't actually compel members from the House of Representatives. So the Prime Minister, the Treasurer, the Attorney General, who are making a lot of these decisions, to appear before that particular inquiry. So the crossbench wants a joint committee instead of this, so that there's more oversight of government spending.
Now, they're currently debating the bill in the chambers. Are we expecting this to pass today?
Yes. So Labor has said that they're going to support the bill regardless of whether their amendments are supported or not. Same with the Greens and the rest of the crossbench. Essentially, everyone is on the same page here. Even though there's some differences in thinking, everyone wants to get this passed as soon as possible so that the money actually starts flowing into the Australian economy. At the moment, everyone is just making statements in the different chambers, so it's going to be a bit of a long day, I think, before it actually gets passed.
Now, what about the lack of attendance? Is that going to affect the vote at all?
No. So the government has set up special measures so that not every MP and senator has to be here, but the laws can still pass.
And assuming they do, what happens next?
So the government has flagged that this is going to be the last major economic support package for the coronavirus crisis. There may be smaller measures, plugging holes of people they may have missed or things that come up in the future, but the government has already agreed to spend hundreds of billions of dollars, the equivalent of 16.4% of GDP in just a few weeks. So it's unlikely they're going to want to spend any more than this.
Historic times and a historic day. Look, you get back to watching it. Thanks for your time today, Amanda.
Thank you very much.
Amanda Kopp, she's Community Radio News Canberra correspondent.